I'm Alex Aubuchon on Alabama Public Radio News. Lawyers for Alabama abortion providers have asked a federal judge to block some new state laws banning abortion clinics near schools, as well as a commonly used second trimester abortion procedure. U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson scheduled a telephone conference on the request for a temporary restraining order. Unless blocked by federal court, the new laws will go into effect August 1st. Alabama lawmakers approved legislation earlier this year banning abortion clinics within 2,000 feet of a K-8 public school. They also banned an abortion procedure called dilation and evacuation. The American Civil Liberties Union challenged those restrictions as an undue burden on abortion access. The group says the location restriction would force two of the state's busiest abortion clinics to close, while the procedure ban would severely limit second trimester abortion access in Alabama. The state is on pace to collect a record amount of taxes this year. While the state is expected to bring in almost $10 billion by the end of the fiscal year, there are some reports saying that that won't be enough to help with Alabama's budget woes. Julie McGee is the Alabama Revenue Commissioner. She says the money can only go to predetermined projects due to earmarking.
Earmarking means that when the Department of Revenue brings in a tax, we are obligated by law to distribute the tax to a dedicated fund. It's not only difficult to use it any other way, it's illegal to use it any other way. We're bound by the legislation that earmarked it in the first place.
McGee also says most of the tax that comes into the state is from income and state sales tax. Tourism also plays one of the major roles in how much money comes in. McGee says the fiscal year will end on September 30th. The state of Alabama is making its presence known at the Farnborough Air Show in London. A small delegation of community and business leaders from Mobile and Baldwin counties will be focusing on development initiatives during the air show this week. The group is looking to recruit potential aerospace business. Lee Perry Herndon is with the Mobile Area Chamber of Commerce. She says the delegation will also network with potential customers who may be interested in Mobile, as well as visit with corporate executives of existing industry.
One of the interesting points about Mobile and our industry recruiting efforts is that we have 40 companies that are located here that fly under international flags. And so for us being able to go over to the air show gives us face time with a lot of the corporate headquarters executives that we might not otherwise see on a day-to-day basis.
Perry Herndon says the delegation will host a reception in Mobile this evening before the group leaves for London. About 180 area company executives are expected to attend. Now for today's forecast.
Hot is the word again on this Tuesday. We'll top out in the low to mid-90s. Look for partly cloudy sky. The chance for passing shower storm this afternoon, about 30%. And again, same deal on Wednesday. The chance for an afternoon shower or storm. Overnight lows back in the mid-70s. On WBUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.